rapidly. Today, let's talk about the word rapidly. A word that's simple, yet packed with meaning and energy. What does it mean? Rapidly is an adverb that means something happens very quickly or at a fast pace. For example, you could say, technology is advancing rapidly, meaning it's progressing very fast. It's a great word to describe speed and urgency in a variety of situations. How to pronounce rapidly? The pronunciation of rapidly is rapidly. Let's break it down. Number one, rap. The first part, rap, starts with the R sound, with bunched up tongue, and then has a short A sound, like in cat or hat. Rap. Number two, id. The middle syllable, id, is very short and light. Don't overpronounce it. It's a quick I sound. Id. Number three, li. Finally, the li is pronounced with a L sound, O, and clear E sound at the end. O, E, li. Put it together and you get rapidly. Say it with me slowly. Rapidly. Now, try saying it a little faster. Remember the stress is on the first syllable, rap. The rhythm goes ta-da-da. Rapidly. Let's explore how you can use this word in different contexts. Number one, everyday conversations. The weather changed rapidly in the afternoon. She typed the report rapidly to meet the deadline. Here, rapidly emphasizes that something happened quickly. It's just describing the speed. Number two, professional context. Our company is growing rapidly this year. The team needs to adapt rapidly to new challenges. In a work setting, this word can make you sound polished and professional. It's a great alternative to just saying quickly. Remember, if you practice regularly, your pronunciation will improve rapidly. Your progress will happen with consistent effort. Now, here's where I want to highlight something important. Many English learners think they need to speak rapidly to sound like a native speaker. That's not true. In fact, it can make you harder to understand. Think of it this way. Speaking English is not a race. It's more like a dance. If you rush through the steps, you lose the rhythm, and your partner or your listener might struggle to keep up. So focus on speaking with clarity and with natural rhythm. When you speak English, it's not about speed, but rhythm. English has its own mechanism of stress and intonation, which makes it sound smooth and natural. That's why I emphasize rhythm in my accent training lessons. It's the key to clear and confident communication. Alright, that's it for today's episode. Remember, speaking English is not a race. slow down, focus on vowel clarity, and let your words flow naturally. And you'll be on your way to rapid progress. Thanks for listening.